أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان إذا أكل طعاما لعيك أصابعه الثلاث قال وقال إذا سقطت لقمة أحدكم فليمت عنها الأذى وليأكله ولا يدعها للشيطان وأمر أن تسل قصعته قال فإنكم لا تضلون في أي طعامكم البركة رواه مسلم. هذا أنس رضي الله عنه رواه. When the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would eat food, he would lick his three fingers. He said, when a morsel of yours falls down, remove whatever dirt may be on it and eat it. Do not leave it for shaitan. He ordered that the bowl be licked with fingers and said, you do not know which part of your food has blessings. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will eat food, he will lick his three fingers. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a morsel of your food falls down, remove whatever dirt may be on it and eat it. Do not leave it for shaitan. He ordered that the bowl be licked with the fingers and said, you do not know which part of your food has blessings. Muslim. So this Rasulullah, first of all, a person should have humbleness. And he shows Allah the ni'mat that you've provided me with food. This is a big ni'mat. And be abd, be a true servant, and eat it. How? Eat it like a slave eats. He doesn't leave any particle. Every single part he eats. So Rasulullah used to lick his three fingers. So usually Rasulullah used to eat with these three fingers and this. So these three. Sometimes if you need four, you use these. But this is three sunnah like this. These three. This is the way a person eats. And if he uses four, like something like rice or something, then use. Another thing we have from this, it's not sunnah to eat with fork or knife or spoons. If you're having soup or something, that's different. Huh? If you're having some other food or something that, you know, you need dessert or something, you need a spoon in that. Otherwise, a person should use his fingers. So he'll get to act upon this. Licking. Also lick the bowl. And he said another thing, لا تدع للشيطان. Do not leave any particle that falls, a morsel that falls, do not leave it for shaitan, because shaitan will eat it. Don't leave it for him, he's your enemy. فَاتَّخِذُوا عَدُوَّا. Make him your enemy. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانُكُمْ عَدُوَّا فَاتَّخِذُوا عَدُوَّا. So your enemy, and Allah says, make him your enemy too. So you're not going to give good to your enemy, because he's, with that food, he'll do other wrong things to you. So don't. And فِيَيَّ طَعَمِكُمُ الْبَرَكَةِ. You don't know which food there's barakah. That one lick, maybe there's the barakah in that one lick. Because of that, your whole digesting system and everything's gone good. Scientists are discovering that there's particles on your fingertips that when you lick your fingers after food, it makes you digest easy. Rasulullah told us, you don't know. So the food that fell on the floor, the food that's on your fingers, the food that is in the qasa, in the bowl or the plate, that could have the barakah, which your whole body system is perfect. Understand? And then you're full too. So Allah enables us to follow in the footsteps of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.